29 right now and partly cloudy sky. Well, there are storytellers, and then there's Janet Gagelin. Okay, a step above, a cut above other storyteller. There you go.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Talking Wahpeton history with Janet Gagelin in-house on one side, and then Tom Schmaltz from the zoo over here drinking my coffee on the other side. I love this.
No coffee for me.
No coffee for you.
I brought my tea, though.
You did?
Yeah, I'm drinking tea.
You're drinking tea?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Hey, I got to follow up. Last week we talked frogs.
We did.
Good feedback on that. I heard from a lot of people going, I enjoyed Janet's frog segment.
Good, good.
So the Fairmount frogs, definitely a hit.
It was then and it was today.
Absolutely. So we're covering odds and ends today, kind of doing the 50s thing, little bits and pieces.
Just open the file folder of the 50s and, you know, some random things. And I think one of the things that stands out is that the wing on the Central School, if people remember that, there was a wing on the east side, and that went up in 1950.
Okay.
So that was the library, industrial arts, music, that whole east side. So that was kind of an accomplishment. There's an article here from an insulation company, and they were like really forward-thinking. The Quine Insulation Company. They were actually in town on the south side.
Okay.
And so you can see their nice vehicles from the 50s there. How about that van?
I love that.
Isn't that cool?
Quine Insulation Company. Yeah. It's a great picture, too.
And they would put insulation for homes and businesses. They were one of the first ones in our area to have siding with built-in insulation. So the siding, and then on the other side of it was insulation.
And that was probably groundbreaking at the time.
Oh, it was.
You know, that's.
I believe it was aluminum siding. And then they also went into installing windows, so they had aluminum windows that they would put in.
Wow, better yet.
Yes. And then they started doing the blowing insulation, you know, where you blow it in the wall.
Right.
And they used mineral wool. Now, I tried to find out what was this, you know, was this a really good pick? And still today you can get it. And then it says it resists moisture and it doesn't trap air spaces. And it's supposedly very good stuff.
So these guys were kind of the groundbreakers.
I think so.
As far as home insulation.
Yeah, I think so. I think
Quine Insulation Company. Yeah,
whatever happened to them, we don't know.
Mm.
But they, got a good start. So we were doing something first in that.
Absolutely.
Business.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah, that was 1950, I think.
Yes, by this picture, October of 1950.
Yeah. So how about this one? The Wahpeton Laundry. Again, another company that was on the edge of doing things the right way, of being progressive with their business. And so this business opened in 1894. That's quite a while ago. And it was located, the second building was located where the subway is now.
Oh, sure.
In that area.
Okay.
That was the first one was a smaller one, but then they outgrew that one in about 4 years. So by 1898, they were doing commercial things. Prior to that, they were doing hand laundry. So in my mind, I'm picturing a gunslinger coming into town paying two bits for a bath and, here, take my clothes down to the laundry.
And get them done.
Yeah, yeah, and then bring them back.
Al Meyer and his son Paul Meyer
founded
this thing, 1894.
Yeah, yep. And they did commercial, and then they got into dry cleaning. And so they said they had odor-free dry cleaning. They would deliver within 100 miles of Wahpeton. And they had a pickup and delivery thing. They did family washing services, bachelor services, commercial flat work, curtain and blanket. So they covered kind of everything. But they were most proud of how they would do shirts.
Mm-hmm.
They had a machine that would iron and fold a shirt, and the hand iron never touched it.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't know if this is the mangler or what kind of a machine this
was. I remember those, yeah.
Yeah, but they were very proud of it, and it would do 30 shirts in an hour, which is pretty cool.
Why do I have a feeling these people could be in business today and probably make a pretty good run of things?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they also cleaned hats.
Oh, sure.
That was a big deal.
Because everybody was wearing them.
Yep. And then they went into repairs and alterations of clothing and curtains, things like that. Then they got into coveralls and shop coats, shop towels. I mean, these guys were way out ahead of everything. They employed about 25 people.
Okay.
Some of them had been there for a very long time. So the article that you have, they had been in business for over 50 years.
Wahpeton Laundry.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pickup and delivery. And they didn't even charge extra. It was just...
Nice. Pickup Times have changed.
They certainly have. Yeah. All right. Going through the file here. Get to my next... My next story, you know, they have a lot of stories of people helping people,
mm-hmm.
you know, farmers coming in and helping when someone is ill. And we had a lot of farmers who came in to help out the Art Damon, D-A-M-A-N family from Tyler. The thing that struck me about this one is that he was in Colorado at a sanitarium for tuberculosis.
Oh, sure.
And he would need to be there for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a year later... His name comes up, and he's helping another farmer. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Talk about crossing a big bridge.
Yes. So how about the Mess family from Breckenridge? Remember them? Maybe not.
That's really familiar.
They have triplets?
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. That's where I heard the name.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. They told them that they were only having twins.
And
oops. And then the nun came out and said, "How many children do you have at home?" And he said, "Three." And he goes, and she said, "Well, now you're going to have six."
Wow.
So they had triplets, and they had a heated garage, luckily, so they made that into the nursery. So that was kind of...
That is good. That's a great story.
Yeah, that's 1950, I think. And... We've talked about Eddie Dewan before.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie was this kid who liked building soapbox derby cars, and he went to Fargo and won the state, went to Akron, Ohio, won there. And I didn't know it until I did a little more research on him, but he actually was in a commercial or a little 40-minute segment from the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And it featured him. I tried to find it without luck. It should have been on YouTube somewhere because everything's on YouTube, but I couldn't find anything about that. But
great photograph of him in the soapbox. This is really cool.
Yeah. You know, and even today, when soapbox derbies are won, especially at a national level, they get, like, scholarships, and this is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. So it hasn't gone away. And Akron, Ohio is still the place.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
With the Lilligard logo on the side of the soapbox.
Of course.
I'm really liking that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Lee Agnew, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a son, Lee George, and Lee George was into racing as well.
Okay.
And he actually bought a race car, and, you know, so.
And this photo was July of 1951.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay. 1954, we have this big storm that came through, and they say the winds were like 80 miles an hour. And the picture that I gave you, do you recognize it? Kind of. The Bag Farm.
That is the Bag Farm building.
Remember, for a long time, that was the barn that you saw, and it was kind of crumpled on that
mm-hmm.
one side. And,
right.
And so they ended up demolishing it, of course, because it just couldn't... wasn't safe anymore.
And
so.
This was June of 1954 that this supposedly rolled through.
Yeah.
Well, that was devastating.
And in town, we had mostly roofs
mm-hmm.
and windows that were taken out. Mail delivery was the most difficult thing. Can you imagine mail delivery? Because a lot of the trees had blown over, and they blew against the front doors of people's homes.
Oh, sure.
So John Quinn, remember that name. John Quinn tried to deliver mail, and he came back. He said it was really tough. Corner Drug, big front window, you know, kind of blown off.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Montgomery Ward's where
yes.
that was? Okay.
Yes.
On top of their building, they had a mechanical room kind of, and it was for their elevator because they had three floors. And that blew over into the next building. So it had to be pretty
That is a wicked storm.
Yep. Train stopped. They didn't even go on the tracks because the wind was so bad. And so, you know, like, this is scary stuff.
Scary stuff going on in the 50s.
You don't have a picture of this one, but this one is on soybeans. And they say it's a good crop for Richland County.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned that soybeans, when they first started planting them, they called them green manure. Green fertilizer.
Really?
Because they would plant them, and Tom's shaking his head. So they would, and then they would cultivate, plow them in, and it was fertilizer because it had so much nitrogen in it.
Oh, sure.
So,
well, that would make sense.
Yeah. And then it became a crop that people would just grow and sell. And look what soybeans has done today.
I know.
You know.
I know.
It's a cash crop.
You bet.
All right. How much time do we have?
1 minute.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll talk about John Quinn. Remember I said John Quinn, got to remember that name? So John Quinn, in that first one in 1954, was delivering mail. In 1957, he's going to retire from the Postal Service.
Okay, yes.
He delivered mail on foot for 41 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he truly lived the code of you know, neither snow nor...
Yeah, he got through everything.
Yes, 41 years. And most of the guys who delivered mail and kind of went off into the sunset just worked inside.
Right.
I mean, he didn't. He stayed out there. He delivered mail. And there he is, delivering his... picking up his mail from... remember they had those boxes around town?
Yes.
And mail was in those boxes, and you went over, you took the mail out, and then you delivered it from there.
Right.
You know, so there he is, John Quinn.
And standing next to him is my uncle, the postmaster.
Yes, Herman Becker.
Herman Becker.
Yeah.
Wow.
And John then went on to serve in the veterans.
Well, said he was going to cultivate a few hobbies.
Yes.
I bet he did.
He served in the veterans for about 4 or 5 years after that.
Wow.
Then he retired.
Good stuff. Yeah. Janet Gageland, come back next week and we can continue this.
Okay.
Good
we
stuff.
Might jump ahead a little bit into the 60s.
Okay, we
know.
Can do that. We can do anything we want. It's your segment.
That's good.
Janet Gageland talking Wahpeton history. It is 820 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach, because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can concentrate on getting you the right car. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
Experiencing an injury or illness? Wondering if you'll be able to keep your job or when you can return to work? The Minnesota Retain Program may be able to help. Participants may qualify for free support from experts who can guide you through the next steps to get you back to work quickly and safely. Visit mnretain.com or call 507-284-4537 to learn more. Minnesota Retain is fully funded under a grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Labor and the Social Security Administration. This message is brought to you by Minnesota Retain, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days.